Typically, someone suffering from empty nest syndrome is a mother sending her youngest child off to college. Associate Professor Keith Herman at the University of Missouri says they're not alone anymore. The empty nest for some comes much sooner.
When it's taken most of your thought during the day, when it's hard to do anything else but think about your child being in school, when it's disrupting your sleep for periods on end.
Herman says it's important for parents to remember that sending a child to college and sending one to kindergarten are normal parts of growing up.
They're both important developmental transitions that everyone goes through, and I think that's a part of coping with it that a lot of parents learn, is just to remind themselves that kind of everyone goes through these experiences and everyone survives them.
Herman recommends that parents having a hard time with an empty nest find a hobby or a social group to fill the time while their child is at school. Aurora Meyer, MissouriNet, Jefferson City.